Andrew covers it all on your morning drive on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Portion of Perdido Key where there aren't any lifeguards, so we're strictly dependent upon the firefighters. When you're unfamiliar with the waterways, they're flying a yellow flag today. The conditions out there, although they look inviting, we all know that the waters, we know that that's a recipe for disaster.
So that's Battalion Chief for Escambia County Fire Rescue, Steve Booth, talking about these numerous water rescues made yesterday in the Johnson Beach and the unguarded area of Johnson Beach. And part of that was, I guess, four of them by mother-daughter heroes, Dee and Bryn Valley from Atlanta. Channel 3 had a good interview with them. And boy, very, very scary stuff to see so many people in jeopardy yesterday. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He joins us every Friday to talk about beach conditions and beach safety. Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, hello, Andrew. Happy Good Friday to you.
Happy Good Friday to you. I know when we're looking at this incident, it looks like a great example of heroism because people's lives were saved. But we also know incidents where civilians rush into the water, even ones with what I would call light lifeguard training, like she got not in the Gulf, but, you know, in a pool somewhere, this daughter, and things can go even worse, right? I mean, it can go both ways.
Well, of course. I was just reading a story up in Seattle area where a person in a lake was in a kayak and kayak tipped over and a would-be rescuer ran out to assist him, and the kayaker was assisted ashore. The would-be rescuer submerged, and he was found a couple hours later deceased. Ugh. So, unfortunately, you know, these stories, it's great. We love successful stories that have good, happy endings. But unfortunately, the silent evidence is here that of all the people that have drowned trying to rescue people, they're not around to tell their story.
Right. And it's a very, very risky thing, which is one of the reasons why, you know, we always try to remind people, if you can at all possibly do it, please swim in the guarded areas, right? Because that's where you're a lot safer.
Lifeguards made 700 preventative actions yesterday, and they assisted 13 people to shore on Pensacola Beach. So, you know, it's this time of year. Springtime is always the busiest for us. It's when we have more people that are coming to the Gulf of Mexico, getting in the water. They've been sedentary most all winter long, and getting in the Gulf of Mexico is not the same as a pool. You have currents, and the bottom conditions vary in certain areas. It can be waist deep. In other areas, it can be neck or over your head. So there's a lot of factors that make swimming in the Gulf of Mexico. You really have to know your skill. And you have to know your limitations and your abilities. And getting the Gulf of Mexico, the risk is very, very insidious. It looks like water is much different than fire. Water lures people in. The risk, fire, you automatically most of the time will stay away from. But water is much different. Air temperature almost 80 degrees. Water temperature at least 70. So you're gonna have a lot of people. We had thousands of people going in the water all along the Gulf Coast yesterday.
Yeah, and it's, as you say, it's so tempting because, you know, by the time you're in trouble, that's not the time to be taking preventative action. That's when it's almost too late. It's not totally too late, but that's when, you know, like, things spiral out of control very quickly at that point.
It's a reactive.
And even, I know I've said it before, but I can't say it enough times. When I take my family to the beach, I always stop at the guard tower and I say, anywhere we need to be aware of, you know, because they will help and they are a great resource. That's exactly what they're there to help with. So they don't have to go out and prevent or go out and rescue, as you said so many times. Dave Greenwood, Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia. Oh, what are the flags going to be this weekend? Yellow?
Yellow today in a similar surf that we've had the past, we've had yellow flags for the past few days. So okay. It's, we've got gentle swell rolling in, and emerald green water, so it's very inviting. But again, people should exercise caution when they're going in the Gulf of Mexico.
Be careful. Just because yellow is not a permission slip. Yellow is a pay serious attention. Again, Dave Greenwood, Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. As always, Dave, thanks for what you and your team do. We really appreciate the impact you have on public safety.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great Easter weekend. I look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Absolutely.